this is the moment that the Holy Spirit is touching you. Close your eyes if it's easier for you to focus on the Lord right now. Okay, it's just a moment of peace. It's a moment of the Holy Spirit right now. This is your time. This is your time of refreshing. Before the sermon starts, the Holy Spirit is preparing the ground of your heart. Amen? Any hard soil in your heart, Father, I pray that the soil will be drenched with the water of your Holy Spirit, with the blessings of the Holy Spirit. Let that soil be wet, ready to receive the good seed that you have for us today. In the name of Jesus. Peace. Shalom. Now quietly say shalom. Shalom. Okay? Now shalom in Hebrew means peace. Alright? So just allow the anointing of God to touch your heart. Shalom, peace to you. Life-giving Church International. You are blessed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Everything's going to be alright. Everything's going to be alright. Don't worry. Don't worry. Everything's going to be alright. It's going to work out for good. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is so good. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I'm just going to throw in here. This is something that you have to think carefully, what I'm about to say. But I think it will be a blessing to you if you think on this carefully. There is a channel that the Holy Spirit uses to give you life. Like for example, everybody has internet connection. Now most people, they have internet on their home, right? I'm going to kind of talk about high-tech stuff. You know, we don't use telephone lines anymore, right? I don't know about you. I remember the times when we used telephone modem for the internet. It was painful. You know, loading a picture, you'll be like one line at a time. One line at a time. It was like, okay, all right, let's forget about this. And if the file is so big, you know, you can't even do it. I still remember those times. Gone are those times, right? Using the telephone cable to download large data, right? And then people had a bright idea. Let's put fiber optics in there, right? Put fiber optics, you know, something that really can transfer data super, super fast. And that's one of the latest things right now is the fiber optic cable that gives you speed that's really amazing, right? You can download like a full DVD in like, I don't know, a minute or less than a minute, right? Amazing, amazing channel, right? Now, the channel that the Holy Spirit uses to give you life, it's called righteousness. I go straight to the point. All right, this is not 101 thing. I want you to think carefully what Pastor Henry is saying. The channel, the mean, if you will, that God through the Holy Spirit can channel life unto you. It's called not fiber optics. It's called righteousness. Say righteousness.
Righteousness.
Righteousness. Amen. Righteousness. Man, I'm sharing with you something that I hope the Holy Spirit will give you the revelation on what Pastor Henry is sharing. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, when you think about the word righteousness, okay, what do you immediately think when somebody says righteousness? if you ask a lot of people out there, when you say, we need to have more righteousness in the church, right? We got to have more righteousness in our nation. Let's go back to righteousness. What do you think that they mean by righteousness in that sense, right? What they're saying is that we got to live a holier life. We got to do the right thing, right? Am I right? That's kind of like the implication. I'm sharing with you something. I hope you understand that what I'm about to share with you is not milk. Because strong meat is for the mature, right? And you're ready for it. Now remember, I mentioned the word righteousness just now. That's the channel that the Holy Spirit uses, right? To channel life unto you. Do you need more life in your life? That's a strange question. Do you need more life in your life? Right? Ah, man, this is amazing. Hallelujah. Lord, I don't know if we're going to be able to finish the service today by 10 p.m. No. Okay. We'll let you go. Okay. We'll let you go early. Okay. Don't worry. But I believe the Holy Spirit is unto something here today. All right. I just want to encourage you with this this one word on the word righteousness. Okay. That's the channel that the Holy Spirit uses to channel life. Okay. If you need more life in your life, right? What you need is the Holy Spirit's revelation on righteousness. Amen? And by the way, nobody has gotten the perfect revelation on the righteousness of Jesus. Nobody. Including the speaker. I don't have the perfect revelation on righteousness. Amen? You can study this for yourself in the book of 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy, right? In the book of 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy, Apostle Paul mentioned about, in this world, many people are busy chasing after success. This is another thing that I'm going to ask you a question. When you say success to the world, what do you think that they think about when you say success? Man, I want you to be successful in life. Man, we got to pursue more success. They think of this. Money. Am I right? They're thinking, how can I make the next $1 million? Or how can I make the next $100,000? That's the idea of success. Okay? Let me tell you something that Apostle Paul encouraged us. The true success, it is not to pursue money. There's nothing wrong with money, right? The Bible says, the love of money is the root of all evil. It doesn't say money is wrong, it's the love of money, right, is the root of all evil. And here is what Apostle Paul is saying, okay, in 1 Timothy. In 1 Timothy, you can study it for yourself. Men of God, flee from those vanity of trying to think that you are more successful by you making more money. In other words, your success, the value of your worth, of your identity, is defined by how much money you have in your bank account. Amen. If that is the measurement of a truly blessed life, then we can make the argument, we don't need Jesus. Because there's so many people, even millionaires and billionaires, right? They don't believe in Jesus. Many of them, they don't believe in Jesus, right? So we know that's not what Apostle Paul is saying when he's saying this is the measure of success. The measure of success, young Timothy, flee from the love of money. Right? Along with the love of money is all the promised good things that come with that money, right? Fame and fortune. And Apostle Paul says, look, I want you to flee the love of money. Because many people, because of their love for money, they pierce themselves with many pains and sufferings. Did you hear what I just said, beloved of God? So, if I'm not supposed to pursue, right, this fame and fortune that the world defines as success, what is success, Apostle Paul, that you want us to pursue? Because we have to pursue something, right? Guess what's the first thing that Apostle Paul mentioned that we are to pursue? righteousness. Pursue righteousness. Why? Why do you think that we are to pursue righteousness? Because once again, the Holy Spirit channels life through the fiber optics, if you will, right, of righteousness. So I hope I encourage you, beloved of God, to let you know what is a priority in the kingdom of God. Amen? The priority in the kingdom of God, remember what Jesus said? Seek first the kingdom of God and His success. No? what did Jesus say? Seek first the kingdom of God and His... What was that?
Righteousness.
Ah! Righteousness. Isn't that amazing? Hey, of all the things that Jesus said, we are to seek first. You know, Lord, we have to seek for healing. More healing, right? Jesus said, no. Seek first My righteousness. And then your healing will manifest. Isn't that good? Remember, Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. The word His is there in the Bible. So it's not your righteousness. It's not your own holiness. It's not your own goodness. But it's His righteousness. And then Jesus said, all these things. You know, the word all... The last time I checked the word all, it means all. The word all means all. Alright? And then all these things, including the success in your business. So God is not saying, I don't want you to be successful in your business. Right? God does not say that. God does not say, you know, I don't want you to be, you know, prosperous more and more in everything that you do. But once you have the revelation of His righteousness, God says, I'm able to add all these things that you need, okay, will be added unto you. The idea of the word being added unto you, again, is not something that we have to earn, all right? Something that is added unto you means God Himself will be the one who will add that, whatever things that you are in need of. Amen? Hallelujah. So it's through the means of righteousness. Amen? Hallelujah. God is good all the time, and all the time God is so very, very good. Amen? Hallelujah. Father, we are blessed. We are thankful for Your grace. So, if I can sum up today's appetizer, you know, just like in a 5-star restaurant, right? You come for a good appetizer. That was a really good appetizer. And that is, the Holy Spirit wants to give life unto you, even if the situation is dead. Even if the situation is as good as dead. God says, I'm able to infuse life, right? By the power of the resurrection, to bring life to the dead, right? By the mean of righteousness. That is what we are to pursue more and more. Amen? Hallelujah. That is strong meat. Amen? That was a good appetizer by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Hallelujah. God is good all the time, and all the time God is so very, very good. Amen? Consequently, the more revelation that you have on the righteousness of Jesus, His righteousness, again, not your own righteousness, the bigger the pipe, okay? The bigger the pipe for that life to be channeled into your soul, right? And when your soul prospers, beloved of God, your body is next. All right? It's okay for the body to prosper first, and then the soul prospers. But I find out, if your soul is stressed, if your soul is depressed, right? Many times, the problem in the body is coming back again. You know what I'm saying? But if the inner man, right, and then the soul is prospering, right, you will be able to have good health in your physical body. Amen? Hallelujah. God is good all the time, and all the time God is so very, very good. Anybody remember the theme of the year for our church this year?
Yes.
Well, right there. Well, that's a giveaway. I should put a blank screen. Sorry. Okay. Jesus, our redemption. Amen? You know, one of the ministries that we are supporting is Pastor Joseph Prince Ministries. I encourage you to go to his website. He has a good message on the blessing of the latter rain. The blessing of the latter rain. Because for Pastor Prince Church in Singapore, their theme of the year is the year of the latter rain. So the latter rain is the rain in Israel that comes during the month of March and April. So it's like a spring rain. Right? So when I see the rain this morning, I was like, thank you, Lord, for the rain. I know it's a bit cold, but again, like I said, rain in the Bible is a picture of blessing. Amen? I just like to encourage you, beloved of God, that for believers, we are being changed from glory to glory. Instead of darker and darker, we're going to shine brighter and brighter. And the way that God does that is by letting us know that I'm your redemption. I want to deliver you from all evil. It is God's desire to deliver us not just from some evil, but from all evil. And I'm going to prove it from Scripture. All right? I'm going to show you in Scripture. That way your heart will be convinced that this is not just, well, that sounds good, Pastor, but where is that in the Bible that when we talk about redemption, it's all about being delivered from all evil? All right? So I just want you to sort of prepare your heart, right? Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid, especially when you read news and you got things that's going on, you know, on TV or whatever. You got to learn to guard your heart, right? And God wants you to remain focused on Him as your redemption. Amen? And do it not just for yourself. Do it for your loved ones. Do it for your family. Amen? Especially the men, the head of the household. God wants to bless you by delivering you from all evil. Do you understand what I'm saying? Remember the word persuasion that I taught you? What was the other word for faith again? Persuasion, right? And that's how God operates, is by grace through faith. In other words, your heart must be persuaded. Your heart must have the revelation in order for the Holy Spirit to work in your life. Do you understand what I'm saying? Amen? So, I just want to encourage you, we all are still on the journey, including Pastor Henry. I don't claim I have a perfect revelation, right? On righteousness, right? Or even on the word guile that we're going to talk about, which is the word redeem today, right? But I just want to let you know, beloved of God, that Jesus is the only anchor for our soul in the time of uncertainty. He's the only anchor for our soul. Amen. And even though you may not get the revelation in one sitting, but as you continue to allow the Holy Spirit to persuade your heart, right? Whether through the messages online or by coming in person, but especially when you come together as the body of Christ because of the corporate anointing, the Lord will make it clear and clear that I'm your redemption and I'm here to save you. I'm here to deliver you. not just from some evil, but from all evil. Amen. Can I see a raise of hands if you want to be delivered from all evil? Can I see a... Well, everybody wants to be delivered from all evil, right? Amen? That is amazing. Now, listen. The more you grow in the revelation of Jesus as your redemption, the more that wish that you have, oh, I wish to be delivered from this pain in my body. Oh, I wish I'm delivered from this problem. You fill in the blank, whatever that problem that may have been like a thorn on your side, a pain in the neck, because it keeps on coming back again and again. Well, that's evil. And God wants to set you free once and for all. And as you grow in the revelation, which is the revelation that we're going to be talking about pretty much throughout this year, right? On Jesus, our redemption, all right? You will experience the deliverance from all evil as the Lord has already promised in His Word. So without any further delay, beloved of God, I'm going to show you the first time the word to redeem appear in your Bible. So I've already done some homework for you. Okay, I look up in the Bible, when is it the first time the word to redeem shows up in your Bible? Because there is a blessing, again, for those who have the revelation of the word Goel in the Hebrew, which means to redeem or to act as kinsman redeemer. And this is the first time the word to redeem shows up in the Bible. Genesis 48 verse 15 to 16a. All right? So remember that reference is from Genesis 48 verse 15 to 16a. This is the first time we get the word to redeem in the Bible. Again, the story is Jacob was blessing his grandchildren, right? Ephraim and Manasseh, Joseph's two sons. That's the context here. He was speaking blessing over Ephraim and Manasseh. And this is what Jacob said. Then Jacob blessed Joseph and said, God Himself, before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac lived and walked habitually, God Himself, who has been my shepherd and has led and fed me from the time I came into being until this day, the redeeming angel, that is the angel, the redeemer, not a created being, but the Lord Himself, who has redeemed me, right there, who has redeemed me continually from every evil, bless the lads. So notice, the first time the word to redeem appear in the Bible has got to do with the fact that God wants to continually redeem us from every evil. Right? Another word for redeem, you know, is to buy back, right? Or to purchase. So God has purchased us, right, from living in the realm of the law of sin and death, to be in this realm called the realm of the law of the spirit of life, where there is no evil. Amen? Hallelujah? So that is what Christ has redeemed us from, is from living under this law of sin and death, right? The realm of the curse, the realm of the world, the realm of danger. You can name whatever darkness is in that realm called the realm of the law of sin and death. Now Jesus has purchased you. He has redeemed you from all evil by purchasing you out of that realm of the law of sin and death into this kingdom of light, where the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus reign supreme. Amen? So that's how God defines the word to redeem. Is that I'm here to redeem you continually from every evil. Man, if only we believe what the word says, we'll be a happy camper. Because it says He wants to redeem us not momentarily, but continually from every evil. Do you understand what I'm saying? Life-Giving Church International. He wants to continually deliver us from every evil. Amen? It sounds pretty impossible. How can we live in such a dangerous world today, in such a perilous times, but we can be protected, cocooned, if you will, in this realm called the realm of the law of spirit of life in Christ Jesus, where we can be continually delivered from every evil. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to give you just one last slide for today. I'm going to take it slow. I'm not going to rush on things, all right? I'm going to show you how God can continually deliver us from all evil, right? As Christians, we have to understand, in the New Testament, this is the next slide, which is Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 to 14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Notice what Jesus has redeemed, has buy us back from, right? Is from what? From the curse of the law. And by the way, the word us there is referring to Christians. This is the book of Galatians, so it was written to the believers. So Christ has redeemed Christians, or us, from the curse of the law. Do you hear what in the New Testament verse that the Bible is saying? Jesus goes straight to the root, right? The source, if you will, needs to be taken care of, right? Do you have any weeds in your garden, and then you just pluck just the leaf of the weeds? What happened to your garden, let's say a month after that, right? It's going to grow back, right? God is not interested in taking care of the leaves, right? So you will see that Christ redeemed us, right, from this root problem, right, that can cause all kinds of problems in our lives, and that is the curse of the law. Do you hear that? The curse of the law. What is the curse of the law, beloved of God? This is the curse of the law. If you do everything that's written in the book of the law, continuously obey everything that's written in the book of the law, I will continuously bless you. But if you fail in keeping just one point in my book, I will have to curse you. That is the curse of the law. Why is it the curse, Pastor? It sounds pretty fair, right? As long as I obey the law, I'm going to get the blessing, right? Here's the thing. No one can be justified by observing the law is evident, right? I mean, the book of the law contains more than 600 commandments. It's not just the 10 commandments. We think that, well, as long as I obey the 10 commandments, I'm fine. No, it is more than 600 commandments. And if you violate one of them, you become guilty of them all. And if you want to be blessed continuously, you also have to keep it all the time. And guess what? No one can be blessed under this old covenant system. Right? Now, why do you think Apostle Paul is telling the Christians, right? This is not talking to unbelievers here. It's because Christians can still putting themselves under law, and then they live a life under the curse of the law. Otherwise, Apostle Paul would not mention this to the Christians. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, God is letting us know here. I'm just going to recap this. I'm not going to keep on reading because there's so much more other meat to talk about. Like I said, I'm not going to fast forward, right? This is the kind of like the summary of today's entree, if you will, right? The first time the word to redeem appeared in the Bible has to do with the fact that God promised that I want to deliver you from all evil. And then in the New Testament, right, God gave us the specifics, the substance of what He has redeemed us from. He did not redeem us from the leaves. He redeemed us from the root of the issue, which is the curse of the law. Amen? And as you allow, amen, the righteousness of Jesus, amen, to guard your heart and your mind. In other words, you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. The more your heart is persuaded, again, that's the word faith, amen, the more this promise of God will manifest in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you blessed, beloved of God? Amen. Because the closer you are to the Son, the brighter it gets. And there is no chance for darkness to have any power over you as you get closer to the Son. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm just going to put it at that. I want to chew on this. Okay, throughout this week, allow the Holy Spirit to help you meditate on what the Holy Spirit has shared unto you. It's strong meat, like I said, it's not milk today. Amen?